So we are very excited that we are going to be able to have them. It is considered essential. So we knew early on that it was something that we were going to be able to continue. We have just kind of been waiting, obviously working with the health department for some guidance, kind of got all of that together. So, yeah, we're kicking it off on Thursday, June 11th, which was the original start date, and they're 4 to 6 every Thursday through the end of September. We did shorten it up this year. Normally we do the first 2 weeks in October. But just over the years, we've kind of discovered that it really drops off in October. The weather is a little iffy, so we just decided to end it this year in September. Really, nothing new happening that should really shock people. We do have to, you know, be aware of social distancing. We do need to have an entry point and an exit point. So when our shoppers come, they are going to need to kind of look for where that entry and where that exit is, and to allow for social distancing. We've always had a market master that came and counted the people. They will kind of be monitoring how many people are shopping, just, you know, so that we're following all of the right protocols and keeping everyone safe. We do ask that, you know, you are more than likely going to be in a situation where social distancing could be a little bit of a challenge, especially while you're, you know, up talking to the vendors. So we do ask that you wear a mask. Another change is, you know, normally you could kind of select your own produce, and this year we are going to ask you to communicate with the vendor what you're wanting, and then they will be the only one handling the items until they hand it to you. And absolutely no early sales. I know people like to get there early so that they don't miss out, but we really just, in order to keep it running smoothly and fair for everyone, there just really won't be any early sales until the courthouse bell rings 4 times at 4 o'clock, and then, you know, people will start shopping. I've had a lot of my seasonal vendors send in their applications, so they're very excited to get started. I've had lots of our drop-ins call. Of course, with Rhubarb Fest unfortunately being canceled this year, I anticipate that there will be some rhubarb goodies the first week for sure, and definitely I have vendors that will be taking orders, so you won't have to miss out on all your rhubarb. We do have some of that available, or you can order it from our vendors. Really, you know, just looking forward and excited to kind of getting back to something that seems a little bit normal.